It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoie.
Holy cow, Jim, it's Groundhog Day.
Oh, is it? Oh, I saw that mention, didn't realize it was today.
Holy cow,
Jim. Do we have any discoveries?
Holy cow, Jim, it's Groundhog Day.
Thank you.
I don't even know where that came from, the concept for that came from, because before the movie, I don't remember there being some sort of alternate reality that the day was repeated over and over and over again. So, but now it's become a thing, right. All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Monday, February 2nd.
Why? Tuesdays are gone.
That's we don't start on Tuesday anymore. I actually wrote down Tuesday.
Good.
Isn't that funny?
I guess that excuses us for the rest of the day. Yeah.
Okay,
see that.
I love it.
You do the show on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for 6 months, and now I got to be retrained.
Yes.
Wow. That's really good, Paul. All right. So anyway, this would have been my parents, I think I figured, 49th anniversary, I think it was. Yeah. They were married on February 2nd. I think it was 49 or 59. I don't know. Anyway, so it's Groundhog Day. And and Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog,
yes,
said, do you guys know what he said?
I do not. Tell us.
6 more weeks of winter.
Okay.
Wait. For us, that means 80 degree temperature.
Yeah, that's going to affect a lot of people on the East Coast.
That's where I was coming from. It's been rough. Midwest and East Coast.
But you're not going back there anytime soon, right?
You never know. I have my aunt is turning 80 this month, and you might be back in North Dakota, and
Where is Sarah Mesmer's aunt from?
North Dakota.
Okay, I hadn't introduced you yet.
Yes.
So, all right, perfect. And Sarah, of course, from Hospice of Havasu. She is the community engagement manager. I want to talk about a little project I was on. I was kind of on a mission yesterday, and I hadn't gotten approval from anybody on this yet, but it's a new segment that is going to be online on our website. It's called Speak Out Extra Uncut. So if you're listening to programming on Friday and Saturday, you heard my interview with Scott Jennings, who was the speaker at the Mojave County Republican Central Committee dinner, it was a meet and greet on Saturday at the AV. Well, that was 3 minutes and 30 seconds, piece. You can't really talk about a whole lot in 3:30, right? So on this particular piece that's online, it's now, I think it was 6 minutes 17 seconds. So it was more the edited raw, if you will, with some music on the front and back. So you get a little bit of extra, and it's uncut. It's not the cut up for being on air. But I'm going to post that later on in the day, and you'll be able to check it out, and I'll post a link on my Facebook page as well.
So people can see if they like that, if they're going to accept votes or...
If you heard it Friday, it was more geared towards the dinner and what are you going to talk about and you know. But there was one question that was pretty interesting. He thought anyway was, What is it like to be the conservative panelist commentator slash commentator on CNN? Because that's where he is.
Sure.
And what's it like to be the conservative? What was that job interview like?
Yeah.
So anyway, you'll be able to see that on our website, kntrtalk.com, later on today. I'll post it again on my
that
Facebook.
That is an interesting question.
And I'll post it on the KNTR Facebook page, of course, KNTR Talk.
Yeah, that
Thank
is
you.
Interesting. I like that.
That's why I get
yeah,
paid.
Yeah, you kind of wonder that.
That's why I get paid a little bit more than minimum wage.
Not much, I hope.
You asked a great question, though, right? That's why you're sitting in that
That's
chair
right.
for 20-something years. And
That's right.
We're gonna
just can't find the door.
I thought that was the problem. We're going to talk to Sarah Mesmer now. And we've got some folks coming in from SirOptimus and the Lake Havasu Chamber for Education and Leadership coming in at the bottom of the hour. It's going to be Colina Tapscott and Austin Ruffner. And, of course, we are going to talk about Chowder Fest.
Wow.
Right?
Wonderful. They
yeah.
have a wonderful fundraiser for the SirOptimus Club here
Have
in
you
town.
Been?
I have not.
I have not.
I'm not a huge soup fan, so or club or clam chowder fan. But no, I think they're in their fifth year.
Yeah.
I would be conflicted if I ran that event or if I helped set up. You know, to have soup, I kind of have to have it chilly outside, like
it
you know,
can be in
maybe
March.
In the 60s yeah. or whatever, and windy and kind of you know. But it's an event.
Yeah.
And then they have live music. And they have three really good bands too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do I really want great weather? So people can kind of eat the soup, or do I want to have lousy weather so we run out of chowder?
I think
right?
you want good weather so people come and they don't stay
yeah.
in their house.
Let's call it chowder in my family.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk to Sarah about facts about Hospice of Havasu's Hospice program. I think I'll outline the facts.
Yes.
And then you give me the why is that a fact?
Sure.
Okay. So fact, Jim.
Yes.
Hospice of Havasu provides comprehensive, coordinated care and support while focusing on care rather than cure.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. That kind of sums up what hospice care is. It's when someone doesn't have a cure, there's no more cure that's going to be effective, and we are going to focus on coordinated care and support for the patient and their family. So what does coordinated care mean? Well, the hospice team involves nursing visits to come into the home or wherever the patient lives. Nursing visits are managing vitals, asking them what's going on, how they're feeling, what goals do they have, what things do they want to accomplish, making sure that they're comfortable. When I say comfortable, anxiety, depression, pain, any type of like nausea, things like that. Hmm. Things that you might not have in your normal life, you know, but as our bodies start to become end stage in our illness, mm-hmm. our bodies start to act differently. So you can say, well, I've never had depression or never had anxiety. Well, you might at the end of life. Mm-hmm. So we're going to assess, constantly ask questions, constantly see what's changing, what's new, answer questions. And even if we answer the same question five times, it's okay. We are there to support the patient and the family so they understand and are comfortable with what's happening with their loved one.
Mm.
So the nursing visits, bathing and personal care with our certified nursing assistants, showers, bed baths, washing your hair, putting on lotion, just making you feel good. You know, after you've been haven't had a shower or washed your hair for a couple of days, you know, you want your hair washed.
Mm-hmm.
Medication and equipment delivery. So type of medication, we'll go pick up the medications from the pharmacy and deliver it. We have wonderful team to deliver the medication. Equipment gets delivered directly to the patient. Hospital bed, bedside commode, shower chair, oxygen, whatever the patient needs, we will deliver that right to the patient's home or where they're living. Respite breaks. So this is something that we wish our families would take more advantage of. A respite break. Our volunteers can come in for a couple hours a day, be with the patient while the caregiver, the family, goes and gets a break. Whatever they want to do, it's okay.
Right.
And then also longer term, a couple of nights overnight in a nursing home to have an overnight respite break.
Gee.
Yes, and then emotional and spiritual support. So bereavement counselor, chaplain, that type of support for the patient and the family. One thing that doesn't get talked about a lot is the anticipatory grief. So you have someone who's passing away, your loved one, and then you have the patient themselves. They're going to wonder, you know, what's going to happen? is my family going to be okay when I'm gone? That mm-hmm. sort of thing. So that's anticipatory grief.
And there's anxiety that goes with that.
Yes, for the patient and the family. So that is what hospice care is. I mean, that's in and of itself what it is with Hospice of Havasu. It's as often as the patient and the family need the care, the support, the visits. People always want to say, well, how often are you in the home? As often as it's necessary based on the individualized plan of care.
So I'll get to – I have a comment about this next one after you explain it. I watched a really powerful documentary yesterday, and hospice care was involved. But most families – this is fact – most families wish they had chosen hospice care sooner.
Yes, they wish after they've experienced hospice care. The most common comment we receive is, we wish we would have called sooner. We wish we'd have known about hospice sooner. Mm-hmm. So choosing hospice sooner benefits the patient and the families by improving the quality of life. You receive more care from the hospice team, allowing for better symptom management. You also, this is an interesting thing to think about, reduced emergency room visits and hospitalizations. When you're under the care of hospice, you don't have to go to the emergency room when you're not sure what's going on. You call your hospice team. Now, of course, if someone falls, hits their head, or we think that they've broken something, yes, you call your hospice team, and then you can go to the ER if that's where you need to go to get a CT scan or an X-ray. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying you can't go. I'm just saying when you're under the care of hospice, it has the potential to reduce or eliminate those unnecessary ER visits. Enhanced emotional and spiritual support and help navigating the emotions of the end of life. And I talked about that, anticipatory grief. And then when you're under the under hospice care, you have more opportunities to focus on personal priorities and what matters most. So those goals of care conversation, what are your goals? What things do you want to accomplish?
Right.
Who do you want to talk to? And those goals might change. The dialogue changes as the patient's disease progresses.
Okay. So this documentary I watched was about Bruce Willis. And Bruce Willis, 69 years old. In 2022, he was diagnosed with aphasia. In 2023, it went a step further. It's called FTD, or frontotemporal dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rare, but it's not rare.
Mm-hmm.
But his wife, who was taking care of him, said, I needed help.
Yes.
And that was my point there.
Yeah.
It was very, I mean, I almost was like right on the edge of crying, you know, on that one. Because Bruce Willis is Bruce Willis. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But he goes in and out of Bruce Willis as we know him, you know.
Well, with dementia, you have a brain disease. It is a brain disease.
Right.
I can't get into the plaques and the amyloid, all that stuff.
Exactly.
I don't know all about that.
Yeah.
But essentially, you know what heart disease is. You know what diabetes is a disease.
Sure.
It's a disease of his brain. His brain is starting to decline and fall apart, essentially.
Gosh.
That particular form, too, he'll eventually lose all of his speech.
Mm-hmm.
So usually the life expectancy with someone with FTD or many forms of dementia, too, is 5 to 7 years.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Because you can't take care of you. A lot of people are left to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead, Jim.
How do people know if they qualify for these wonderful services?
That's a great question, Jim. So we want people to call us, Hospice of Havasu, anytime you want to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
Do not wait for your doctor to say it's time to consider hospice, because you may or may not hear those words. Why? Well, because you might not be going to the doctor, you know, every month, every 6 months. And your doctor, you know, if you go to your doctor's appointment, you're there for a specific thing. Not to say that they won't bring up hospice, but if you're there because you have an earache, you know, that's probably not going to be coming up in the same conversation.
Have you checked in with hospice for that earache?
Exactly.
For that earache?
Exactly. So we like to promote that everyone is a self-advocate, and you can call Hospice of Havasu anytime to learn more. Because some of the symptoms that are present when someone is going to be nearing hospice appropriateness or hospice eligibility would be the treatment is no longer working or has led to a significant decline in the quality of life.
Mm.
The side effects of those treatments
leads
to a significant decline or quality of life. You have increased visits to your healthcare providers, your emergency department visits, or hospitalizations. You have physical decline, weakness, falls, or weight loss. You have pain, nausea, vomiting, shortness of breath that are not being effectively managed with current treatments. You get recurring infections. that just don't go away, and right. they're resistant, even if you go to the hospital and they're just not going away. You have struggles with your activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, eating, those types of things, and the majority of your day is spent in bed or the chair. Now, I might have described a lot of people, but you know if things are getting worse. You know if you have disease, you know, if you have diabetes and heart disease and some of these things I just mentioned sound familiar, you can call us. The best part about that is you're either going to qualify or not qualify for hospice care. We have to follow Medicare guidelines. And if you qualify, you choose when you're ready to choose hospice care. If you don't qualify, that's okay. We will tell you about our transitions program and hopefully be able to help you with our transitions program, which is a no-cost, not medical program.
Okay.
You're going on. You're kind of filibustering me.
I'm sorry. Am I? Okay.
A few points left.
Well, Jim had a great question.
that's really essentially,
it's like, well, how do you know? Yeah. Like, no one's going to say, oh, we should call hospice
today.
Yeah,
that sounds wonderful.
I've heard UTIs can be another.
Thank you for saying
you're
UTI.
You're
a urinary tract infection for men or women start to make you act different.
Yes.
And your family might say, what is wrong with you?
You
are just acting
weird today.
Have
dementia or something, yeah. Random.
So
you're
those
very random.
Are a visit to the urgent care, or if you can get into your doctor that day, go get a urine test or a little, they swab your urine, you know, urine sample, and they can test that right away if you have a UTI, because that's important. And if it goes untreated, it turns into other bigger problems.
Yeah. Right, right. You know, January went by so fast, Jim. We talked about that last week, right?
Yes, yeah. It did.
January 8th was Elvis's birthday, and I normally play Elvis on Elvis's birthday, of course.
Belated happy birthday, Elvis.
I'm going to play it on Groundhog Day. What the heck, right? So a little, that's all right. Of course, not an original. I believe this was a Carl Perkins song to begin with. So, all right, we are with Sarah Messmer. Of course, she's the Community Engagement Manager for Hospice of Havasu. If you have a question or a text, give us a call or send us a text, 928-854-5687. Our text line, 928-727-5566. That's all right, Mama, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Back with more in a moment. This is what they called a guitar solo back in the day, by the way.
Itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Very good. That was smooth.
Yeah, a little bit. I do a few easy impressions. So, like Edith Bunker. No kidding. I'm not doing that right now.
Okay.
All right. Broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a toy sink. I like to say no sink. It's it's funnier.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. I got to hide the sink. Sorry, Wayne. Find City Maytag.
We'll retire the sink.
Find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. We're also brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and by A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. Did you have breakfast at Blonzy's today? Or?
I did not, and regrettably, watching all of the balloons receiving their ascension juice from AB Propane.
Nice.
Been so busy with that, I haven't had a chance to have our best breakfast in town at Blonzy's.
Plus, we got a date set up already for Winter Blast and your newest event.
Yes.
Rockabilly.
Rockabilly. Yes. We are Rockabilly
it's
now.
A DSM event now. Perfect. All right, back with Sarah Messmer from Hospice of Havasu. We don't have a whole heck of a lot of time there, girl.
Okay.
You went filibuster
did
on
I? Me. Well, I just get so excited about hospice care.
Let's revisit that. You don't need a referral with Hospice of Havasu.
That's right. You can call Hospice of Havasu to learn more about hospice services and eligibility. The more you know about disease progression and what hospice care provides, the better informed decision you can make. And you can change your decision, too. You can say, I want hospice care, or I'm not ready for it yet. If we tell you that you qualify that day, you don't have to sign up with us that day. You can wait till the rest of the family. You get a chance to talk to your family. It's not like you have to do it right then and there. And Hospice of Havasu can help you navigate in advanced illness, or help you navigate advanced illnesses. Or another word, way of thinking of advanced illness is a terminal illness or an end-stage illness. Mm-hmm. And we can help you honor your choices about your end-of-life journey. So if your end-of-life journey, you don't want hospice until the very, very end, that's okay. If you want it as soon as you can get it, that's, of course, wonderful. The more time we have with you, the more things we can accomplish and keep you comfortable and support your family. It's really a personal choice, and you do not need a referral to learn more about hospice eligibility.
Just
pick up the phone. Hospice of Havasu. We are the original and only not-for-profit hospice that is in Lake Havasu City and the Bullhead City area.
Right. And you also are covered by Medicare,
yes,
Medicaid, and most private insurance. We haven't talked about that yet, have we?
Yep. People always want to know, well, how much is the cost?
Yeah.
Well, if you have insurance, we are going to bill your insurance company. And if you don't have insurance or the financial ability to pay for hospice care, we will never delay the start of hospice care because you don't have insurance or because you don't have the funds. We will get you started up with hospice care, and then we have caring partners dollars that are available for people that do not have the finances to pay for their hospice care.
I want to backtrack a little bit on Hospice of Havasu events. You just had the December events, right? And you had the red pepper jelly.
Did
you sell out of that again?
We did. That was our November.
You didn't bring me in.
Yeah.
That was the November craft sale, yes.
You know my what my pronouns are, right? He, him, and hungry.
Oh, no.
So anytime
okay.
there's a food giveaway, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they always butter up the speak out guy, right?
Okay.
So, and then I want to talk about the resale store, too.
The resale store is awesome. The Hospice of Havasu resale store is awesome. As a 501c3 not-for-profit, Hospice of Havasu exists to serve the community, and we rely on the donations from the donations to the resale store and the shoppers at the front of the resale store to help us with our mission to provide hospice care regardless of financial situation or insurance situation, to provide the transitions program at no cost. Transitions is our you can think of it as a pre-hospice or a non-medical social worker on speed dial to help you get connected to the resources you need as you're starting to age or your needs start to change because of disease progression. And also we have weekly grief support groups and individual grief support we offer at no cost to anyone in the community.
What kind of donations do they take at the resale store?
Oh,
do you take furniture?
Well, we take furniture.
Really?
Yes, not large appliances. So like we don't take
Sofa,
love seat. If you need a pickup, you can schedule the pickups. But yes, furniture, couches, love seats, chairs, everything has to be clean, you know, not ripped, not stained.
Yeah.
And same with clothing. Mm. For the whole family, jackets, coats.
And donation receipt with that?
Sure, yes, if somebody wants it. Okay. We even have a nice selection of durable medical equipment, walkers, crutches, bedside commodes, things like that.
And it's a great store.
Well, thank you.
My wife and I
haven't been.
You do yourself a favor and stop by. Sonny and I go in separately often, and we always find something
that
treasure we didn't know we couldn't live without.
Yes.
I'm making a move soon.
Okay.
Here in town. Here
okay.
And I'm going to downsize. So, yeah, I may have, that's why I'm asking.
Okay. Yes. Yep. Anything, you would not believe the amount of volume of the items that come in and go out the same day, sometimes even within the hour. It's amazing.
All right. Sarah, always good to see you.
My pleasure. Yes. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Sarah Mesmer, the Community Engagement Manager for Hospice of Havasu. The phone number?
928-453-2111.
The website?
HospiceHavasu.org.
Perfect.
And we're on Facebook, too.
And thank you for all you're doing for the community.
Thank you, Jim, for saying that. It is our pleasure and it's our honor. And we've been here for 40 years, so we're here going for another 40.
Very good. You know,
44 years.
Austin walked in with Kawina just now. I was going to ask you, I was going to bet you if he had shorts on or not. And I was going to say yes, and Jim would say, no, probably not.
Not in the winter.
Yeah. It's not a typical winter here. All right. Back with more in a moment. We're going to talk about Chowda Fest.
Okay.
How about that? All right.
Okay,
back with
thanks.
More. Stay with us. You're
okay.
welcome.
Happy Monday.
Back with more on Speak Out. Stay with us. Yeah, she had to remind me it's Monday, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. boy. I don't know about that one, Jim.
Yeah, getting hurt.
It's not profanity, though.
No.
Different strokes, right? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's the Garage Boys, by the way. And if you haven't heard Garage Boys, I mean, they've been at several local events. Lately, they were at Balloon Fest. Where else were they? Austin?
We had them at our Bands of Bruised by the Beach event in November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good band, right?
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
They do a lot of like AC/DC cover and so just some big hair music. It's just, you know, a lot of fun.
I was telling Jim last week I had the slider open to the pool area.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, man, there's some good music over there. And you could tell it was live.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm, what's going on? Oh, yeah, Balloon Fest. That must be the Garage Boys because they were jamming.
Yeah.
They were jamming. I know it's not your kind of music, but, you know.
No. But happy that they do it.
To me, it's like.
They do it on our stage. That's all I care about.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the sun started going down, and I was like, yeah. Hey, can we bleed the lines of this contract a little bit? And they were like, absolutely. They played till like 6:30 or 6:40.
Oh,
I flipped the lights on the showmobile from the Anderson and DSL stage. I was like, this is just amazing.
Cool. Austin, you'd probably agree with me, though, and Kawina, too. Live has a vibe to it. It's just there's a certain vibe to live music that you just can't get with anything else. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also The Chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, and by Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And don't forget, shop local or it's...
Bye-bye, local.
Yeah, wow, you got that one. There's three options on here, so he remembered the easy one.
Yes.
Bye-bye, local. That's right. That's what happens if you don't shop local. It goes bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about Chowderfest, and somebody said walking out the door, if Sarah, this is your fifth year. I went, what? You guys were just, we were just talking to
just
Tina about it.
It was just an idea.
And Tina had the idea, right?
Right.
Stalking.
And I just saw Tina stalking yesterday down at the dog park.
She was just here, it feels like, and I guess that was 5 years ago.
Uh-huh, right. And this will be the second year that we've collaborated with the Havasu Chamber Leadership Foundation for Leadership.
It's a mouthful, Chamber Foundation for Education
and
Leadership.
I should introduce Kawina. Kawina Tapscott, no stranger to the community, of course. Seroptimist International of Lake Havasu City. And this is a partnership with the Lake Havasu Chamber for Education and Leadership. And Austin Ruffner is here.
That's right.
And Austin is wearing shorts.
I would have won
that bet.
You would have won that bet.
I was going to guess the color word. Was the burgundy ones?
Well, you know, that was last time, I think, when I rolled in here with the burgundy.
Oh, I see.
Maroon.
You have to wear every interview is a different pair.
That's right.
But you know, after your song just a while ago about the whiskey glasses, he does have his whiskey glasses shirt on.
Nice.
Lining them up.
I did hear it played earlier on KJJJ.
Nice.
That's funny you mentioned that. Right. All right, so where do we want to start with this? Can people still enter their chowder?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a list right now, and we have a list of people who have committed and registered, and then we have a list of kind of our verbals right now. But yeah, our target goal is to have about 20, and right now we have, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8. We have 8 on the registration. Joe's Bistro, Roadrunner Resort, Willie's Baja Grill, Harley's and Hot Rods has 2 different booths they're going to be doing, and I believe they were the winner last year of the Golden Ladle. And Chabon's College Street Brew House will be both a beer sponsor and a chowder vendor, so that's going to be really fun. And then Iron Wolf Golf and Country Club, the Nautical Beachfront Resort, and then I personally spoke with Chagrus, and Nico's is also one of the past winners. So we're going to fill up. One of our requests is that they make 15 gallons of chowder. I've also talked to Juicy's, and they do chowder on Friday, so he's like, I think we could probably do that.
That's a lot of chowder.
Yeah,
15 gallons?
15
wow.
gallons.
With how many entries?
We put like 15 or 1,600 people in the space last year. So, I mean, you got to figure, 3-4 ounce portion cup for each person. You burn 15 gallons of chowder fast, but the first couple of years I think they had a couple vendors ran out of chowder, so it was like, what can we do to not have that happen again, right? So if we get 20 vendors of 15 gallons of chowder, a lot of chowder, everybody's a lot of big smiles, great bands, just great.
That's like Margarita Fest for the Boys and Girls Club in Bullhead City, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, there's 12 or 15 entries and they all make enough.
Different margaritas. Yeah.
For about 800 people.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, we have our VIP tent.
But those are little margaritas. Little
yeah, right.
Little
right. Sisters.
Samplers, sisters. Yes.
And then we have everything going on inside the VIP tent as
oh,
well.
What's yeah. going on in the VIP
yeah.
tent?
Yeah, so VIP gets you early access to the event. You get in at 11 o'clock if you're VIP, and so you get to hit all the chowder vendors first. And then in the VIP tent, we have some food provided for the VIP guests, as well as a full liquor priority serve bar. So it serves both sides, general admission and VIP, but it's priority serve to all the VIP patrons in the space. So VIP is a lot of fun. We put a nice huge tent over it as well. So, you know, you get that, you know, February into March, you know, middle of the day, you can, you know, kind of get a little warm. So it's nice to be, you know, have a shaded upfront table seat right in front of the stage with access to, you know, your own restrooms and wash stations and so forth.
And
so.
Thanks, Anderson, for the
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to go over the sponsors
yeah.
in a bit.
Yeah, we got a whole list of people to thank for making this come to life for
is
us.
Is VIP, it used to be early admission. Is it still?
An hour early, 11 yeah. as opposed to 12. But you wouldn't believe all the people that are standing in line with general admission tickets
really?
Trying to get in
o'clock.
An hour
yeah.
early.
Yeah.
Come on,
is that why you did that?
Because
they're hungry, right?
They're hungry, yeah.
Great.
At least give me some oyster crackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
People look forward to this event, man. It's really a lot of fun. And the partnership we have here is really incredible to watch this grow into what it has from just us coming in last year and partnering for the first one with the Stroptimus. So it's really cool to see this come to life and to see it grow and put on another great community-involved-oriented event to spread the good that these organizations do. So
does this fulfill a project for your leadership class? Is that where that comes in?
Not necessarily, but we put on fundraisers every year to raise money for the scholarships that we talked about last time we were on.
You say we. I'm sorry to interrupt. Is that the board?
Yeah, on the Chamber Foundation for Education and Leadership Board.
Mm-hmm.
We are, you know, one of our main missions is to pair interns with, employer that they may want to go into after they go into higher education out of high school and into college. So we get to pay them for $500 for, you know, 30 hours over the course of several weeks to go and get that experience, right? And so we put on our own fundraisers, and then this kind of partnership kind of organically came out of some communication between our two organizations and when Tina stepped away. So we kind of jumped into that role to try to help party plan and put this fundraiser together with all the gals of the Stroptimus. So, but all of this kind of stems out of the Leadership Lake Havasu program, where all of us have gone through this program on the Chamber Foundation Board level, and you, at the end of the nine-month-long super immersive program, you get to put on an event with 30 strangers you met at the beginning of the class, and at the end you put on an event. And so it's really cool to see this kind of come to life, and then all of us that have and joined and stay on the board, we get to kind of look forward to putting together more awesome events and spreading all the good that our organizations do, and also getting different exposure at that level.
Right? Queen, how much is typically raised for the Girl Scholarships and for their organization as well? What's the total raise?
So last year, after everything was netted, we ended up making about $20,000.
Nice.
So
oh,
that
nice.
Went
nice.
$10,000 on each side. With the stuff that the other things that Soroptimus is doing, our Arizona tax credits and the swing for Soroptimus, we ended up giving out about $30,000 to the community.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Oh, nice.
I would imagine you do 50-50s in that at the event, right? But
mm-hmm.
what about
oh, yeah.
what about other auction items? Do you do silent auction?
So we really don't do at Chowder Fest really any of the silent auction item type things. There's so much
or
going
raffles.
On in there
yeah,
with
sure.
the vendors.
I always call that the nickel and dime in the ticket holders, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we did really well with our Swing for Soroptimus golf tournament a couple weekends
nice.
Ago with all of the silent auction items there.
Oh,
too,
I got
so,
you.
Yeah.
So, okay, tickets are how much and are there VIP tickets still available?
Yes, so VIP tickets are still available. VIP is $75 in mm-hmm. advance, and that's the only way that we sell them is in advance. And they usually fill out. We have about 200 seats in VIP. General admission is $30 per person in advance. and it's $35 at the door. So if you want to get VIP, I highly recommend it. And we have a link, we have a website that you can go to get those. The tickets are at southwestchowderfest.com, just nice. Like it sounds. You know, come support a good cause.
Can I bring my chowder bowl? I actually have a...
Yes.
It looks like kind of a ladle. It has a handle on it.
I love that
for you. I call it my chowder bowl.
Is it 15 gallons?
No.
You might have to have your...
It can definitely hold a tall can of soup. Uh-huh.
Seriously, have to have your own little wash station in between chowder bin. All right, wash this out for
and
me.
And I am the keeper of the golden ladle right now.
Oh, you are.
Until we turn it over.
Where did the golden ladle originate?
It was from the very first one that we did, and Tina thought it was a neat idea. Let's get a golden ladle that can be a traveling trophy.
Did Tina pay for it? That's funny.
It's like the golden shovel for the knights, but in chowder form.
No, we don't want to mention the golden shovel.
I know, you're right. Hey, I'm a knight. I get it, dude.
Right. Yeah. Something I didn't talk about, I can talk about in the last segment, though. The AIA came out with their all-time list. You know, the Arizona Interscholastic Association, and their all-time list, Isaac Stopke is on it.
Really?
Yeah. It's rushing yards per season, I believe.
Kid's a
stud. Yeah. And he's the only one from Havasu that I've seen on there so far. And there were a couple of River Valley players from their conference as well. Anyway, talk about the live music. That's where the the rubber meets the road right there.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? So, yeah, that's...
You got some good bands.
I do, you know.
Austin's great.
This is like my little passion child here, the entertainment for these events. I work, you know, really close with Chewy from the Flying X, and you know, Becky Goldberg helped us secure the Garage Boys for Bands and Brews, but...
The opener, I think, is Scott Perry, right?
Actually, it's Johnny the B-Goods are going to be opening.
Tell me about them.
And if you haven't heard them, they cover all sorts of music, classic rock, and they're just like... Anything you can throw at them, they're going to do it, and they're going to do it really well. You know, Mike Icona is our contact because his wife Krista sits on the board with us at the chamber on the Chamber Foundation, and so Mike's real good to us, man. He got all this awesome audio equipment; he's giving it to us for free. You know, going to run audio all day for all the event, all the bands throughout the day, and you know, we got Scott Perry Band is going to be I call it the swing shift in the midday, mm-hmm. and then we're going to close out with the Garage Boys. So
Scott Perry, of course, Scott and Sabrina.
Yeah, Scott was
the band form.
Yeah, right. You know, Maury, and Scott, mm-hmm. you know, we're just at the Flying X this weekend.
Sure.
Got to hear them play, and that's a lot of fun. But, you know, and Maury and Scott played last year at Chowderfest underneath Maury's band named the Diesel Kentucky. So it was, you know, a real good time. I mean, it was really cool having them close us out. But this year we're like, you know, we need a set of two bands. We need to do three. You know, let's make this a little bit more fun. Let's bring in a higher caliber of entertainment and really give the people something that they're going to want to come and listen to all day.
Garage Boys are from Vegas, right?
That's right, they are. And they open up, like, I mean, their list is long, you know, if you're on their website, of some of the people they open up for. They play in Sturgis. I mean, they sell out a lot of tickets. They got a lot of followers, and man, they are a lot of fun to listen to. If you didn't hear them at the Balloon Fest, I'm sorry. I tried to spread that word. I was like, man, it was Black Donnelly's, then the Garage Boys. I was like, this is amazing. Chewy and Kay do a great job with the Balloon Fest and all that entertainment. I mean, those guys are absolute studs, you know, so it's great.
And they have a ton of music on Spotify, by the way.
Right, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, all their own music, their own, like, singles and such. And they're just – it's really awesome. They started playing AC/DC. My jaw was on the floor. I was like, wow. And their drummer's the vocal guy with the raspy voice.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah, their drummer's the guy that's, like, the AC/DC, reincarnate, right? Yeah.
So did we mention the restaurants that are participating?
We ran over the ones that we have so far, and then we kind of walked over some of the verbals that we have. Just got to get some registration forms filled out. But we get a lot of participation, too, you know, like Martini Bay, London Bridge Resort, Martini Bay, the Flying X, Chewy at the Flying X, Aaron Staples at the Martini Bay and London Bridge Resort, and Jake Shagru with Shagru's. They give us a lot of donation bottles, and then I usually buy whatever else we need to kind of fill the slots for the bar. So a lot of this is possible with, you know, partnerships with Romer, partnerships with a lot of these organizational leaders, Summer Ray, and some of our wine and Water's Edge Winery, and you know, Aaron, you know, gives us a lot from Martini Bay, and Jake at Shagru's, and Chewy at the X. I mean, none of this is possible without, like, this, you know, huge community all coming together for the greater good. And I mean, these guys are like, hey, these bottles have just been sitting on the shelf, sell them. And I'm like, great, you're paying $5 for a Grey Goose, and you're paying $5 for a tap beer. You know, come in and have fun with us, no matter what level.
Did we mention the date?
Yes. Well, not really yet.
I don't think we did.
February 28th.
February the 28th,
right.
Saturday.
Easy to remember.
Saturday.
Yep.
You mentioned sponsors. We have sponsors at Anderson.
Anderson's title sponsor, right?
Right, right.
Okay. Well, yeah. So we have, and I have my little list of sponsors here. Bear with me for a second. So, yeah, we have sponsors, Arizona Financial Credit Union, Grand Canyon University, Goldwater Bank, Concord, and Anderson Toyota, A&E Services, Michael Allen, College Street Brewery, River Rat Radio, Go Lake Havasu, Lady Dives Florist, Sanchez
wow.
Hawkins Jewelers, WizKid. Vince Wizkid,
right.
Superior Garage Doors, Mike Icona with and Krista with all the audio and everything that they're giving to us. Republic Services, giving us all the trash receptacles and coming in with that for us every year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great. And then you guys here at the radio station, Radio Central,
right.
And and Speak Out. I mean, you guys always have us on here, so it's just amazing that to get all this support from the community and to see this come together.
If you know Michelle, I don't have a choice.
Fair, fair.
I don't have a choice. But
Becky Goldberg's like that too. It's like you are voluntold. All right, okay, all right.
Damn. So wait, I got to cherry pick one out of GCU.
Yeah,
that was
exciting.
Is that a sign of things to come with the community?
I mean, maybe. I mean, Sabrina locked that in, and we got a check by the mail from those
That's
guys.
That's
so
interesting.
Really uh-huh. cool to see that coming together for, and it's awesome. I mean, this is a really fun event, and it's if more people knew about it and all the good it did, I feel like we'd get a lot more participation, too.
Right. Tell us about Sir Optimus. You've been here before, uh-huh. but people new to the program may not know. What is Sir Optimus International?
So we're taking the monies that we raise and we give out grants to women head of household.
It's girl power.
Girl power. We do special things for the girls in junior high getting ready to go into mid-high, Junior High Hills event. We do scholarships for women trying to stay in school or trying to get back into school. But we're through education and training, we're just empowering women and girls to do that. You've had me before with our Arizona tax credits. There's still time that people can do Arizona tax credits. Any amount up to $987 for married
wow.
or joint returns, or up to $495 for single or widowed people. You can go on to our Sir Optimus website and to do it online electronically.
And that's almost a free donation for them.
Right, right. If you're going to be spending, if you're going to be giving money to Arizona, why don't you write who you want that check to go to?
Keep it local.
Yeah, so it's a tax credit where it just comes right off at the end as opposed to a deduction.
Yeah, it doesn't cost the
right,
giver anything.
Right, exactly. It's a great program. Yeah.
So your event is it at Windsor?
It is.
Okay.
Yep. It's in next to where the Balloon Festival food court is. There's that big grass area right by the lighthouse. Where the channel meets the Arizona State Park right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be the same spot it was last year. It's the easiest thing to say, but Lake Havis or the Windsor Park there in the grass area. So it's that's where we're going to be at, and I don't think we're going anywhere anytime soon. They're just so good to us there.
Oh, it works out really well.
The other reason I don't think you're going anywhere anytime soon is because this was born in the pandemic. Basically, you're
true.
Talking
yeah.
to 2020 or 2021.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even know if you guys could pull it off. You remember that?
Right, and we and it was crazy. It was out at the Speedway, and we had so many people that very first year. The fire department shut the doors on us. There was a line of people down the dirt road
wow.
trying to get in. It was crazy.
I was in that line.
You
I never made it in.
But, you know, as crazy as it sounds, when the event is over and people are leaving, people will say, gosh, I can't wait till next year's event.
Cool.
It's like, oh my gosh, cool. They're already talking about next year.
Buy your shirts and buy your tickets. Get in now.
I had to play a song for girls, right?
Yeah.
It's called Girls by the Beasties.
Yeah.
You've heard that one?
I do. I love the Beastie Boys.
All right, perfect. This is for Sir Optimus, just for you guys, right?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Again, the website for tickets?
SouthwestChatterFest.com, just like it sounds, SouthwestChatterFest.com.
All right, $75 VIP and
$30.
$30 up front and $35 at the door, so get your tickets now, team.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because otherwise you have to eat $5 more worth of chowder. Right?
That's right.
Up for
that's
it.
Right.
I could do that. Yeah. How about someone like Jim?
And they'll give you a chowder mug so you don't got to bring yours from home.
Oh, they do. They do. I didn't know that. Nice.
Wow.
Guys, yeah. Thanks for being here.
Oh,
again.
Thank you guys.
And we'll have
Paul
a good tasting,
Jim.
Too. It'll be some beer tasting, nice. Wine tasting, and so it'll be fun. But thank you guys for everything.
It's a little bit before the event, or you guys would have brought me some chowder, right?
That's right.
I would hope.
Hope to see you there.
Maybe some from last year.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Appreciate that. All right, Kawina Tapscott and Austin Ruffner, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having
you
us.
So
big
much.
Love you guys.
We're going to take our last break of the hour. Stay with us on Speak Out.
And thanks all right. for all the good you do.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thanks, Marissa. Marissa went down and got the smaller version of the 8x10 or 8.5x11 version of the Southwest Chowderfest flyer. All right, we've got, I wanted to mention that record book for the Arizona Interscholastic Association.
Yes.
I just don't have enough time. There were two River Valley players on there. There was Isaac Stopke and none other than Brock Purdy. Made the quarterback list, and Christian Kirk was on the wide receiver list. These are players that are pro players that played high school ball in Arizona, of course. On tomorrow's show, we've got, it looks like WACOG is coming in, Western Arizona Council of Governments, and that's all about the Area Agency on Aging. Carol's going to come in.
Nice.
One of their best spokespeople. She's always cool. In Washington or something when I need her. Right? All right. Stay with us all afternoon on KNTR Talk.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.